From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, Ukrainians and Russians get together on a North Texas playground, and companies known for calories consider going on a diet. First, to guns and politics. In Texas, it's generally assumed Republicans get the gun vote. KERA's Shelley Koffler reports on a group of Democrats who are hoping to turn that around at the state convention in Dallas this weekend.
Daniel Barnett owns an AK-47 with a 30-round clip. He likes to take along a lot of ammo when he target shoots. He's not sure it's something Democrats in other states get, but he knows the 80 Democrats jammed into this gun owners' caucus do.
We're not New York Democrats. We're not California Democrats. We are a gun state.
Barnett helped organize the party's gun owners in 2008 because he wanted voters to know Democrats aren't anti-gun. He thinks that perception hurts them at the ballot box.
Our message as a party should be, Texas Democrats do not want your guns. We already have our own.
These gun owners, for the most part, support background checks and what they call reasonable regulations. Many, including Army soldier Valerie McKinney of Dallas, like the hotly debated law that says Texans cannot openly carry and display their handguns.
I would say no to open carry. I think that people should have a right to carry weapons and feel safe. I don't think that people have a right to intimidate others because they have a weapon. I think it should be used for protection.
Wendy Davis, the Democratic candidate for governor, does support open carry. She said so in a statement in February. Lee Foster from rural Wise County wants to take his concealed weapons into public buildings where they're currently not allowed. He was hot when he was told he couldn't bring his piece into the Dallas Convention Center.
There could be some idiot out there on the street that thinks he's a tough jihad Republican. You know, he might want to shoot some Democrats, take some of them out. You never know. But if I've got one, make us equal, a little bit more equal, because, you know, I can shoot too.
Daniel Barnett is trying to eliminate a measure in the current Democratic platform that calls for limiting the capacity of gun magazines. In the end, he says he just wants a party platform that Democrats in a gun-toting state can run on and win. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.
More than 100,000 people have fled Ukraine for Russia this year. The United Nations Refugee Agency reported that today. In Plano, though, there is a church where kids from both countries play side by side in a summer camp. KERA's Stella Chavez stopped by.
The children at River of Life Church have been staying busy with summer camp activities, like learning how to play the drums.
You got rhythm. Nice job. High five.
Or creating birdhouses.
We built boathouses with wood. Someone helped us. Someone's dad. And we got to paint them. And the boats can sleep in them.
That's 8-year-old Timothy Regatta. His dad, Leonid, is the pastor of the non-denominational Plano Church, which has members from a dozen Russian-speaking countries. Leonid's from Ukraine. His wife's from Russia. And it's not easy hearing about the conflict back home.
Feelings are hurt, tensions are there, and the situation is difficult. People are dying, after all. So to simply close our eyes and forget that, I think that would be impossible.
What is possible, he says, is encouraging his members to focus on the things they have in common, like their faith. He talked about that in a KERA Friday conversation this past winter. Konstantin Lyubomov and his family moved to the U.S. from Russia a year ago. He has friends and relatives in Ukraine, and his parents live in Russia.
This situation for me is very hard because for my mind, Slavic people, this is same people. I pray about Ukraine and about Russia. I pray about peace for both countries.
Lyubomov says the church's summer camp promotes fellowship among people with very different views. Camp leader Paul Shulga says little of that matters to the kids.
You know, unless they hear something at home where, you know, they have parents that are very involved, you know, with the news or politically with their countries, I would say they really don't distinguish it.
Shulga, who's 23, was born and raised in the U.S. His parents are Ukrainian, and he shares something in common with the campers.
Most of the kids that come are from a Slavic descent. Either their mother or father is Russian, one half at least, so they understand the Russian language or the Ukrainian language, and but they live in America, so that's their native language, I would say, is American.
And they're all together in the lunchroom, where the scene is pretty all-American, too, right down to the Cheez-It and apple juice. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Can companies like Unilever or Frito-Lay, which is based in Plano, make us healthier? This week at the Aspen Ideas Festival, corporate insiders are reflecting on their role in creating a healthy society. KERA's Lawrence Silverman, who's in Colorado, reports.
PepsiCo, which owns Frito-Lay, is the company that brings us munchies like Cracker Jacks and Cheetos. For 5 years, Derek Yock pushed PepsiCo to produce healthier, lower-sodium, lower-sugar foods and beverages. The responses were both sweet and salty.
There are parts of the company where the support and the awareness of the need to change was extremely high. But of course, there were many who isolated me.
Yock was brought on by PepsiCo's CEO, who he says saw the potential of a multinational to influence health, in part through hummus.
While I was there, I saw certainly the growth of hummus. PepsiCo is now one of the largest producers of hummus. We saw the launch of dairy products for the first time, yogurt through the Müller Quaker product. And we saw a range of other healthier products being tested.
Still, the company wasn't willing to invest as much into research and new products as Yock had hoped. He's now with a health research group called the Vitality Institute, but says companies of all types are coming together with an interest in health and prevention.
They include companies like Samsung, Microsoft, General Electric, IBM, Qualcomm, small startups. They're looking at a route to profitability through new products to promote better health, through whether it's devices or smartphones or alerts or adherence of moving. And they're looking at how it's going to benefit the bottom line of people's personal health.
Rather than wait for consensus or expect government to lead, drugstore chain CVS is trying to change the goods behind its counters to be healthier. CVS made waves when it announced that this fall it will stop selling all tobacco products. Troy Brennan is executive vice president.
We're beginning to know that we have to do something about taking better care of ourselves. And so companies that do those sorts of things and make those kinds of steps, I think consumers are attracted to that, and that's the business interest.
Cutting tobacco will wipe out an estimated $2 billion a year in sales, Brennan says. But in the long term, he's not worried.
You know, this is a place where we should be headed. So I think we're pretty confident about it. And there were a lot of people who were holding their breath that the stock didn't go in half. And instead, the stock went up.
Across the pond, British supermarket chain Tesco is also trying to nudge customers towards healthier decisions. By the end of the year, it will remove displays of chocolates and candies at checkouts in grocery and convenience stores. Many more corporations are turning inward and focusing first on wellness among employees. Derek Yock of the Vitality Institute says whether companies are changing products in stores or implementing health programs for workers, evaluation by a third party will be key to understanding what works.
And the win will come through seeing whether the companies who do the right thing are going to see the uplift on the share price over the long term.
And whether it will be more convenient for us consumers to make healthy decisions. Lauren Silverman for KERA News in Aspen.
For the evening, mostly cloudy skies, low around 74. Tomorrow should be mostly cloudy, 20% chance for storms with a high near 92. And tomorrow night, much of the same. Cloudy skies, slight chance of rain with a low near 77. It's currently 90 degrees in Dallas, 91 in Fort Worth, 80 in Tyler, and 93 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.